ஸ்தோத்திரம் தேவா என்றென்றும் நான் பாடுவேன். என்னில் அடங்கா ஸ்தோத்திரம் தேவா என்றென்றும் நான் பாடுவேன். இந்நாள் வரை ஆகாய பரவைகள்யாவும் தேவா உமை போற்றுவே. ஆகாயங்கள்ங்கா தேவா என்று காட்டேனில் வாழ்கின்றயாவும் கடும் காற்றும் பனி தூறலும் நாட்டினில் வாழ்கின்றமை போற்றுதே. என்னில் அடங்கா ஸ்தோத்திரம் தேவா என்று நான் பாடுவேன்.
இந்த நாளில் நம்மோடு கூட கர்த்தருடைய செய்தியை பகிர்ந்து கொண்டு வந்திருக்கிறார். இட் ஆஸ் அ நீர் இன்ட்ரடக்ஷன் இஸ் வெல் நோன் டு மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் அஸ். மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் அஸ் பீன் லுக்கிங் ஃபார்வர்ட் டு லிஸ்னிங் டு ஹிஸ் சர்மன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ எம் கிளாட் டு ஹாவ் ஹிம் அரவுண்ட் அண்ட் ஐ கால்ட் ஹிம் இட் அ ஷார்ட் பீரியட் ஆஃப் டைம் ஹி அக்ரீட் டு கம் ஓவர் ஹியர் வித் ஹிஸ் ஒய்ஃப் அண்ட் ஹில் ப்ரீச் இன் இங்கிலீஷ் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ இன் தமிழ் அண்ட் ஸோ வில் கால் அப்பான் ஆன் பிஹாஃப் ஆஃப் அவர் சர்ச் I'll call upon Paul Biswasamaiah to come and share the Lord's message with us.
Spirit would fall afresh on all of us today. We are unworthy, but thank you for helping us to come together to worship you. Bless our time together. Hide me behind the cross. Let me not put forth what a human being can do, because that cannot be acceptable in the presence of God, because only God, the Holy Spirit, can break the hearts of people. Let me be just the mouthpiece, like John the Baptist, were unworthy to even to untie the shoelace of the one who is called the Lamb of Glory. Bless our time, in Jesus' name, amen. I express my gratitude to Pastor Light, his wife, and the elders of the church for this invitation to come and preach. I've been waiting to come and see good old faces. Some of you I've known for almost 30 years. Some of you probably first time. And nevertheless, we're in the house of God worshiping together. And thank you, yeah, for yielding your pulpit to me today. Appreciate you. And secondly, I do want to thank some of you who had come to pay your respect to my mother, who went to be with the Lord about a month and a half ago. I thank you for taking time to come over to Howard County. I like to keep my preaching time, Pastor graciously extended 30 minutes. What he doesn't know that I'm a Baptist pastor, I would keep it up, to keep up to the limit that was given to me. Have you heard the term oxymoron? I'm sure you have, right? It's a figure of speech which apparently contradictory terms appear in conjunction. That means it's oxymoron. Let me give you an example. Jumbo shrimp. It's an oxymoron, right? Jumbo is big. Shrimp, small. In the Chinese restaurant, la ponad liya. Poi order panna jumbo shrimp, it's an oxymoron. Boneless ribs. Saapada pathiye pesuran liya. So I'm not able to speak. Well, anyway, forget about that. We'll get to the word. Pretty ugly. Pretty ugly oxymoron. Namurla Solwangalia, Madrasla, in the Northern Lapri, Napa Valasin, yes, sir, and then Nadu Central Lurcher in Sarno. Oxymoron. Years ago, while I was pastoring at Rolling Hills Baptist Church, my senior pastor knew that I was working toward getting my counseling certification. So anytime he get someone for counseling, he would push that person over to me. Here's a little old lady, lost her husband, married for 60 years. She comes into my office saying that, hey, Pastor Paul, can you help me? Well, what's wrong? I am depressed. I lost my husband. I don't know what to do. So what I told her, well, you need to do this. Go and get a dog. So you would never be depressed. Get a dog and try to be closer to the dog. And the mopo you would not even get you. Then the following Sunday, she came to me and said, I named my dog. That's a different story altogether. But here's an oxymoron. I want you to listen to me carefully. India, oxymoron, every day I come home, Pastor, the dog wags the tail, and I love the dog. But then, India, I used to think about that. And there's a reason behind it. Nandri getta nai inga irukudhu nammoorla. Andha naiku per enna theriyuma? Veri pidicha nai nu artham. வெறி பிடிச்ச நாய் வந்து சோறு போடுறவன் கையை கடிக்கும். And I'm going to cover this afternoon, since this is Thanksgiving time, two things. Why some people are ungrateful. The ingratitude of Christians. Secondly, the therapy of thanksgiving. What does it do when we give thanks to God? We live in a country that we have it so good. 400 billionaires, about 1.8 millionaires live here. About 80% of the millionaires live in this world, in this country. We call it home. We have it so good. And we also enjoy it so much. We have so much to enjoy. There's no other country upon the face of the earth you would find entertainment as you find here. And yet, people tend to express it very little. So, based on the scripture that was read to us, I'm going to give it to you, the reasons why people are ungrateful. I'm going to give you several reasons. Causes of ingratitude. ஏன் சில சமயத்தில் கிறிஸ்தவர்கள் நன்றி அற்றவர்களாய் வாழ்கின்றார்கள்? Why? Let me give you quickly some reasons. First of all, those that are ungrateful are those emphasize on the supply, not on the source. They put their stock on things they receive, but they forget the source, the one who gave all of that. All the time, give me. I'm going to be on the receiving end. I don't care who gives it to me, because as long as I receive it, I'm happy. We need to realize, Paul, when he wrote to Romans church, he said, For from him, through him, and to him are all things. From him, through him, and to him, all things. To him be the glory. Paul is saying, it came from him, through him. It's all by him, the Lord. And in the Acts of the Apostles, in him we live and move and have our being. My very being is by the Lord. He gives me life. Once you put the stock on the source, then you can declare like Job. Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes. I don't care. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I can tell you this, if God takes you away what you got today, tomorrow you'll be depressed. And I pray that we don't, because the more we put emphasis on the supplier, the one who gives, we will have the attitude of Job. Secondly, people that are ingratitude are habitual complainers. எதை பார்த்தாலும் குற்றம் தான். ஏன் இந்த புடவை கட்டின, ஏன் இந்த சட்டையை போட்ட, ஏன் தூக்கி இங்கே வச்ச, பேசுனது இல்லையா வீட்டில் யாரோ பேசியிருப்பீங்கள்ல, ஏன் இங்கே போனேன், ஏன் அங்கே போனேன், ஏன் இந்த சமையல் பண்ண, இப்போ அதெல்லாம் கேட்கறதில்ல. ஏன்னா ஆம்பளைங்க சமைக்க ஆரம்பிச்சிட்டாங்க, டிவியில் ஷோவை பார்த்து பார்த்து இல்லையா. ஸோ குறை சொல்லியே வளர்ந்த சமுதாயம் நம்ம சமுதாயம். ஹெபிச்சுவல் கம்ப்ளைனிங். It seemed to me that we have a pastime in the United States called complaining. It appears to me that God created the world 6 days, rested on the seventh day, and from eighth day on, he was listening to complaints of people. Complaining. Complaining is serious sin. குற்றம் குறை சொல்வது பாவம். Let me read it to you. In Numbers chapter 11, people of Israel and people complain in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled. The Lord was angry because people complained. And then, guess what they said? Listen to me carefully. It said, now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving. And the people of Israel all wept again and said, oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlics. Now our strength is dried up. உண்மையை சொல்ல போனா அங்கே எப்படி இருந்தாங்க ஈஜிப்டில்? They were slaves. They were slaves, and now they are in the wilderness and telling Moses, we are thinking about the fish, we think about the goat meat. I'm putting it in our language. I'm thinking about garlic, onions. சில சமயத்தில் ஓ குட் ஓல்ட் டேஸ், குட் ஓல்ட் டேஸ்ன்னு சொல்லி சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா, குட் ஓல்ட் டேஸில் என்ன பண்ணியிருந்தோம், கட்ட வண்டி ஓட்டிருந்தோம், இப்போ கார் ஓட்டுறோம். சம்டைம்ஸ் இட் இஸ் குட் டு ரிமெம்பர் த குட் மெமரிஸ் ஆஃப் த பாஸ், பட் நெவர் சே குட் ஓல்ட் டேஸ், குட் ஓல்ட் டேஸ். த ரீசன் வை வி கம்ப்ளைன் அபவுட் குட் ஓல்ட் ப்ரெசன்ட் டேஸ் பிகாஸ் ஹியர் சம்திங். இஸ்ரேலைட்ஸ், தே கேம் டு அன் இம்பாஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் தே வர் லுக்கிங் பேக். When you are in an impasse, when the present is not going the way that you think it should, and you tend to exaggerate the past more than what it really was, that's sin. They were lying. Sometimes we think about the past saying that we had it so good. What about now? Just because God is not giving you what you're asking Him to give, then you go back and think, oh, I had it so good. You didn't. I didn't. They were complaining. A failure to trust God and a failure to be submissive to His providential provision makes us all complainers. Ungrateful people complain all the time. And number three, entitlement to God's goodness. I have two kids, and I'm sure some of you parents can relate to this. They have this entitlement mentality. I have a 35-year-old and a 28-year-old. Oh, your parents, you're supposed to do it. Vedathile is there listed there that you are supposed to do. It's the other way around. Flip the coin. Children, you're supposed to respect. I'm not blaming them, but they live in a culture, they live in the world, that they live with an entitlement mentality. Don't blame them, because all of us have the same attitude, same mentality, same demeanor. When we go to God saying that I'm entitled, I'm a Christian, you're supposed to do this. God is not supposed to do anything and everything you think it's right for you. By the grace of God, He supplies all our needs. Next. Well, before I go to the next point, I need to emphasize on grace. It is by the grace and the mercies of God. He gives you what He thinks best. Don't have this entitlement mentality. And then laziness. Proverbs talks about sluggards. You know, lazy people, have you seen them? Lazy people are like doors. They sit right on the hinge and move, but do not go anywhere. They're lazy. Some are lazy Christians. They're like the door. I'm going to stand where I am. That's all I'm going to do. This is all I can give it to the church, because I'm going to hold my money. This is all I'm going to support my ministry. This is all I'm going to do, all that I can, because I'm a lazy person. I'm going to sit on the hinge. You may not say it, but you behave it. The scripture tells that is wrong. Ingratitude. One more thing. We take things for granted. We take things for granted. It's kind of more like entitlement mentality. In the Bible, Luke chapter 17, we know the story of 10 lepers coming to the Lord. And then God cured them all. Guess who came back? One guy. The Lord said, where are the nine? And I want you to read that. Go home and read that. When all of them came, they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. ஆண்டவரே என் மீது கிருபையாயிரும் பத்து பேரை சொன்னானுங்க. ஆண்டவர் சுஸ்தப்படுத்தினார், போயிட்டானுங்க. ஒத்த மாத்திரம் திரும்பி வரோம். Where are the nine? Because the nine of them took Jesus for granted. சில சமயத்தில் ஜெபம் பண்ணுவோம், நல்லா பண்ணுவோம் இல்லையா, விடிய விடிய பண்ணுவோம், ஆண்டவரே இது கொடு அது கொடு ஆண்டவரே. You know, we pray genuinely. But when the Lord gives, we take it, and then we're gone. Where are the nine lepers? They're not here. Why? Because they thought, they prayed, they got it, left. They don't need God anymore.
Sometimes we behave the same way. We don't need God anymore because God did great things, and that's about it. Lord, thank you. I'll call you next time. God is like a bellboy. We ring the bell, he's there. Sometimes we have that attitude. It is wrong, scripturally wrong. He's not a bellboy. He's our Savior. You're supposed to call on his name every day, not when you need him, not when you want something in your life. You're supposed to call on him every day. Don't take God for granted. Then ingratitude people, they forget that God answered prayer. 400 years, Israelites prayed. 400 years. Then after the prayer, God delivered them on their way to the promised land. They come to the wilderness. You know what they said? They told Moses, "Did you take us all to kill us in the middle of nowhere?" They complain. What they had forgotten is the prayer of 400 years. Folks, let me ask you this. All of us are sitting here, it's because someone knelt their knees and prayed for you and prayed for me. Never take that for granted. Do you remember back in those days? Our forefathers, Christians in India, they were called Vedakaran Kurvang. You know why? இவ்வளோ பெரிய வேதத்தை சுமந்துக்கிட்டு கோயிலுக்கு போவாங்களா அந்த காலத்தில்? இப்போ என்ன பைபிள் எடுத்துட்டு போய் ஐப்பேரில் எழுத்துக்கிட்டு போகிறோம். எல்லாமே உள்ளே இருக்கு. I'm not saying it's wrong. But there is a testimony in taking the Bible in your hand and walking to the church. And that's how they prayed. And lest we forget, we become ungrateful people. We need to remember the prayers of our parents, our loved ones, and our grandparents, our siblings, our children. They prayed. Parents prayed. And I'm grateful to my mother. She was on her knees when I became a rebel in the 70s. My parents bent their knees and prayed for many hours, and I would always recall the time they prayed for me. My grandmother, great-grandmother, all of them have a great legacy of prayer. See, prayer life today, listen to me carefully, prayer life today is compromised with busyness on the pursuit of perpetual happiness in our lives. We pursue after that. We forget to pray. Well, there are times when we have a difficult time in life, we're not grateful. And relying on false security. A rich man built a barn and said, "I built everything." God said, "Oh fool, tonight if your soul is required." இன்று இரவில் உடைய ஆத்துமா எடுத்துக்கொள்ளப்பட்டால், what's going to happen? So sometimes we put our mind on the wealth of the world. We rely on this false security. And then we procrastinate. Oh, when I make $1 million, then I will give it to God. I'll be thankful. If you're not faithful in little things, you would never become faithful in many things. That's the truth of the word. Well, that's the first part, why people are ungrateful. But I want to close with this. There is a therapy of Thanksgiving. We have this beautiful Thanksgiving season. And I'm going to close with this. What is this? What does it do to me, to you? It is a therapy. First of all, Paul is saying in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice in the Lord. Well, it's actually in Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord, always. Have you watched? நம்ம வீட்டுக்கு வேலை முடிச்சுட்டு வந்தா வீட்டு அம்மா உருன்னு உட்காந்துருந்தாங்கன்னா அன்னைக்கு சாயந்தரம் முழுசும் போச்சு. மூடே எல்லாம் மாறிடும் இல்லையா? என்னடா அவங்க உருன்னு உட்காந்துருக்காங்களேன்னு. இல்லை அவங்க நல்லா இருக்கலாம், நம்ம உருன்னு நுழைஞ்சோம்னா அவங்க நல்லா தான் இருப்பாங்க, நம்ம தான் வெளியே போகணும் இல்லையா? ஸோ we don't rejoice. Sometimes we think we cannot rejoice. But I want to explain this to you. When Paul said rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. சந்தோஷப்படுங்கள், எப்பொழுதுமே சந்தோஷப்படுங்கள். And I want you to know that Paul was writing this letter from the prison. He was writing that from Rome to the people of Philippi and asking them, rejoice. Now here's a guy who was jailed and his future was unpredictable. He was facing death. And now he's saying, I want you to be happy. It's like a person who is dying and telling you, I'm okay. You need to be happy. There's a reason why Paul said that. Because joy is not an emotion. Happiness is an emotion. But joy is a choice that you and I make. We are joyful because we made peace with God. A person who is joyful because joy is the fruit of the Spirit. When you receive Jesus, made peace with God, and you have this joy unspeakable. No one can take that away, regardless of the circumstances that you face in life every day. No matter what happens, whether you're in jail or whipped or shipwrecked or stoned or receiving lashes by the Jewish leaders, Paul said, I rejoice always because I chose to be joyful. Rejoice always. God never said, do not be sorrowful. Sorrow is part of life. Even he was called a man of sorrow. When he was in Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, Lord, my heart is filled with sorrow. You know, when my mother passed away a month and a half ago, she lived a full life, 96 years and 9 months. Even then, Petru, Thalati, Parati, Sirati, Valartha Thai, Maritha Ponal, Ullathile, Kandipa, Soham Irukkathaan Seiyum. Illaya? Andha Kaalathil MJR Oru Paattu Paadunga Varudha? Thai Illamal. அப்பா பைபிள் ஏதாவது ஒரு ரெஃபரன்ஸ் கேளுங்க, அவ்வளோ சத்தமாக இருந்தால் பார்ப்போம். தாய் இல்லாமல் நான் இல்லை தானே எவரும். அந்த பாட்டெலாம் உங்களுக்கு எப்படி தெரியும் போது, எங்கள் இப்போ வர பாட்டில் இந்த கன்றாதி, ஏன்னா ஓடி போய் தான் கட்டிக்கலாமா, கட்டிட்டு தான் ஓடி போகலாமான்னு பாடுறானுங்க. என்ன பாட்டு இதெல்லாம்? பட் த ரீசன் வாய் ஐ ஜஸ்ட் வாண்ட் கெட் யூர் அட்டென்ஷன் பை கோயிங் பேக், தாய் இல்லாமல் நான் இல்லை. ஐ நோ இட்ஸ் சாரோஃபுல். ஜீசஸ் வாஸ் சாரோஃபுல். பட் தென் there's a joy comes through the sorrow that can only be gotten when Jesus lives in your heart. That joy cannot be taken away. Even if you face death, sorrow cannot be taken away. Paul is saying, rejoice. Choose to rejoice. Happiness is very much an emotion, depends on the external conditions of you. But joy is internal, given by Jesus who died on the cross. Do you have the joy today? Then you could give thanksgiving. If you don't have the joy, your thanksgiving would be probably through the lip, external. And then Paul is saying, pray without ceasing. Does this mean that you should pray all the time? You know, there's a lady in my previous church. I don't want to even mention the name of the church, the Baptist church, huge church. And then she would raise her hand all the time while praying. She's the worst gossip in church. One day I confronted her, saying that you raise hands all the time, praise God, but you never put a lock to your lip, ma'am, I told, quite frankly. Because gossip can kill the church. So you can raise, you can pray all that one. That's not what Paul is saying. Pray without ceasing. It simply means prayer is not the act of prayer he was talking about, the attitude of prayer. It is not the posture of prayer, but the reverence of your prayer. You could be in a parking lot in the car and praying to God. Your attitude. When you come to church, do you have the attitude of prayer? You know what I miss these days? When I was a little kid, when I was a cross bearer, and there was a quiet time in the church, people came ahead of time to pray. How often do you take time to pray today, folks? Let me ask you this. Have you taken time to go to the Lord, go to the very throne of God? Because when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain rended into half, and God said, you can go to the very throne of God. You and I have the access to the throne of God. How often do we go every day in our life? And once in a while we come to church, we go to the Lord. Prayer is not something that we do in church. Prayer is something that goes along with our attitude in our life every day. In the morning, we get up with a prayerful attitude and we go to bed in prayerful attitude. This is an attitude, not an act. Pray without ceasing. Where there is no faith, God cannot hear our prayers. When there is no forgiveness attitude, how can you expect God to forgive you when you can't forgive the trespasses of others? God can't hear you. And then the scripture tells when you have sin in your heart, God cannot hear you. Because sin is something that comes between you and God. Have you read the book of Psalms? David Raja, Illa Samitan or Alahara Patpada, Andore, Yan Duramayak Sami, Yan Duramayak, Duramayak, Namun Panir Nali, Andore, Duramayak Sami, Ardur Sula and Durama Polapa, Nangir Kramari, Nidam Poet Durama. I'm still here, but you had gone far away. Because if there is iniquity in your heart, if there are sins hidden deeper than your heart, you have not confessed that sin to God. Unconfessed sins are a barrier for God to hear your prayer. You can pray all that you want to, but have you confessed your sins to God? Andore, naan seidha paavathin manniyum swami chinna vayasu kaalathile apdiye aludhu germany aalutta mannip kepaanga kekkaram andha kaalathile. That kind of a revival is needed in our community, folks. That's my heart cry, is that what happened to the good old spiritual time? It's all gone because we have it so good, we have it all, but we don't return it to God. And we need to bend our knees in humility and come to God in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, forgive my sins and make me as your son and your daughter. That is pray without ceasing. In closing, give thanks in all circumstances. You know, when you give thanks to God, whether things go right or wrong, whether you're in prison, flogged, been exposed to death, like Paul, you can give thanks in all circumstances because the world is watching, Satan is watching, God is watching. Last year, I believe 2 years ago, I received a call from a couple that lived across the Bay Bridge. A fine young couple that I married years ago. They were blessed with a son by the name of Connor. And Jen Sargent, Greg's wife, was pregnant again. Said, Pastor Paul, I'm pregnant. I'll call you and the good news come. They checked with the doctor, and the doctor said, you're going to have a female child. Oh, that's wonderful, a girl baby. A boy, now a girl. And they were so happy and excited. I was waiting for a call. And the call did come. It was Jen Sargent. She called me and said, Pastor Paul, I want you to come immediately to Annapolis Medical Center. What's wrong? She was in tears. I cannot explain this to you. Please do come. I rushed to the hospital. She hugged me and said, my girl baby had a syndrome that could happen only to one in a million. The baby was born. A few hours later, the baby died. I didn't know what to do. I said, Jen, have you seen the baby? Not yet. They took the baby away. We were waiting in the room. The boy's parents, myself, we were the only ones. True story. And the nurse rolled the dead baby, wrapped in beautiful clothes, put the baby in the crib, and rolled the baby to the room. Jen was devastated, both father and mother. She asked me this, Pastor Paul, what can I do? What have I done in my life? Uncontrollable grief. So can I hold the baby?
never in my life held a dead baby, newborn.
Looked at the face like an angel.
I'm going to pray a prayer, Greg and Jen. You would never understand, but you will. Took the baby in my hand and said, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful angel. I rejoice because she is in your presence, not in this sinful world. And I gave her a kiss, gave it to the mother. I want you to give thanks at all circumstances. She looked at me as nuts. Yes, Pastor. And she cried out with a loud voice, Lord, she's with you. Thank you. And I couldn't stand there. I left the hospital. I didn't hear from them. Do you know something? After that time passed, the baby was buried. She became pregnant again. She has a beautiful girl baby by the name of Sophia today. And she called me and said, I've learned to give thanks at all circumstances because his blessings are much more than what I can ask and think of. Can you pray without ceasing? Can you be joyful all the time? Could you give thanks to God under all circumstances? If so, bow your heads with me. I'm going to pray with you. Dear Lord, we become so ungrateful at times because we have it so good. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, help us to give thanks to God Almighty at all circumstances. Help us to pray. Help us not to complain. Be grateful to you. Dear Lord, and I pray that we would totally commit our lives to you. Forgive me. Forgive us, Lord. Every eye is closed, heads bowed. Please do not look around. I'm going to ask you this. If you feel deep within your heart that you want to give thanks, even though things are what it seemed to be, because God called you to give thanks. If you do want to, I want to pray with you, just like Paul. Tell Lord, Lord, I want to rejoice because my joy comes from knowing you, not by any external things. And I want to pray without ceasing, Father. Forgive me for my prayerless life. And I want to praise you and thank you under all circumstances. Then, like Job, I can say, God gives, God takes, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have that, please, please raise your hand and put it down. Or I'm going to leave this time to Pastor Light. Pastor Yavrahil will guide us into this prayer time. And maybe you're embarrassed to raise your hand, but I want you to think. On this beautiful day, we are called to be grateful.
Let's continue to pray. Parsuthamum Kirbinandavare Yella Sunilum Polypur and Angel Minandisul and Pelagalake. உங்க நன்றி அறுத பிள்ளைகளாக பாட எங்களுக்கு உதவி செய்யுங்க. எங்களுடைய சூழ்நிலைகள் ஒருவேளை நன்றி சொல்வதற்கு சாதகமாக இல்லாத சூழ்நிலையிலும் உங்களுக்கு நன்றி சொல்ல எங்களை பலப்படுத்துங்க. ராபி நாள் இடை கட்டி எங்களை ஆசிர்வதிங்க. இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் மூலம் ஜெபிக்கிறோம் பிதாவே, ஆமென். தேங்க் யூ பாஸ்டர் ஃபார் இன்ஸ்பைரிங் சர்மன் அண்ட் மோர் ரெலெவன்ட் டு தி காண்டெக்ஸ்ட். நாம்